Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones, tell everybody humanly possible. It's an important. All right, you're listening to the one and only DJ Butterfly VCC here on Cocooning from the Microphone. A charitable event that, well, honestly, is about a great cause, maybe one of the most important causes there ever was. Please get involved. Call in. We're at 515-605-9709. It's 515-605-9709. And please check us out on Blog Talk Radio on the web. Please do. All right. Oh, and check out Maya Harrison, too. Oh, and all this is brought to you by Organic OK. Quite a few amount of plugs to make in such a short period of time. But whatever have you. There you go. All right. Okay, look, at this point, you should all know this story. I was living in McKinleyville, California, kind of an underachiever. I was just getting by. And what happened was, well, big falling off my parents. I was out of the house. I went out to the woods where I came across some other people who were basically, well, let's just say they didn't have actually, they weren't living in an official shelter if they had a place to live. They weren't living it. They weren't living in it. There they were. There they were. Like everything else. Now, anywho, this was 2015. It was early in the year in McKinleyville, California, and this guy right here told me his name was Organic OK. That's what he called himself. And he told me that he was going around the world on a traveling expedition to sort of save it, help the homeless, pick up garbage, raise awareness, save people who have been cast and thrown out adrift. In a way, he wanted to eliminate poverty, the worst life. And I remember thinking, yeah. And he asked me to come along with him. Now, I was out on the street myself. There weren't a lot of options to be for what can be done in good old McKinleyville, California. There was a time when everyone's advice was get a job, get your own place, get your own life going, whatever. But it ain't so simple no more. No jobs available in McKinleyville, California. No jobs. No nothings. So anyway, he invited me to come along with him, and I went with him. Before he did that, he basically had me get down on one knee. He touched me the shoulder and dubbed me, knighted me, DJ Butterfly Feces. DJ Butterfly Feces, let me explain that. We all know the myth about the cocoon, and oh, you know what? You guys have heard all this before. In a lot of ways. But I guess in a way, I got to keep plugging this thing. The caterpillar who emerges a butterfly, who goes into his little workshop, spins an office for himself, and emerges a butterfly. The metaphor for life is in that. This little worm emerges a butterfly. Now, when I was a kid, I understand what's so special about the butterfly. The beautiful decoration of the wings. And the ability to fly and whatever. But even they only live a few days. But the point being is that we all need to do that. Go through that metamorphosis and we emerge as something grand. So anywho, there I was, personally, now. Anyway, that butterfly. Now all creatures, all animals, all creatures of all kinds leave some kind of droppings behind, waste. They boo-boo. And people think, when a butterfly leaves feces behind, then what? Well, it emerges as basically manure and fertilizer that causes everything to grow. I guess this is a way so we're all connected. And what is life? Why am I saying all this? Well, basically, that's what all this was. That's what he was telling me. And then basically, this guy, Organic OK, who was apparently well off, wealthy, was inviting me to come along with him on his expedition to help him save the world. And I took the deal. I was curious, sounded like a good cause. I was an average, just getting by guy my whole dang life. I wanted to do something more important. And also, what was I going to do? Stay out there? They're homeless in the street of McKinleyville. Look, almost everyone I know, they moved away. They said they had families of their own, with no jobs, whatever, and so on and so forth. There were people who basically left town, left the state, whatever, in search of jobs, a place to live. Had none of that. What was I to do? So there I was, his DJ Butterfly Feces. Why the DJ part? Well, basically, I've done Blog Talk Radio. This isn't my first time on Blog Talk Radio. But keep in mind, I wasn't really a DJ before. I was an editorialist. And we had been all over for a while. Well, not quite all over just yet. He took me, basically. He had a Winnebago and a bunch of cars. We all went and driving to Miami, Florida, to Seattle, Washington, to Scottsdale, Arizona, to San Diego, California, to West Hollywood. Well, long story short, we've been everywhere. We'd even at one point left the U.S. I'd fallen in love, at least what I like to think of as love, a romantic, passionate affair. And I had also basically had seen death right there in front of me. In the worst parts of the world. Where were we? We were still in Honolulu, Hawaii when we left ourselves. I told you all I'd come up with an idea. A radical idea. And here's the thing. I found out that basically, now let's be honest, homelessness, there are places where vagrancy is illegal. Things have gotten so bad it ain't illegal no more. But I'll tell you one thing. It's still not respected. And it's still not a problem with just a few people. Oh, honey, Lord, no. What happened? Well, what else? Life happened. As basically, even before I'd gotten there, after I'd got there, one island person said, "This is Honolulu, Hawaii. A place of paradise. Unless you're broke." And I kept saying this over and over again. What place is paradise when you're broke? At one point, Organic OK took me by the shoulder and said, dude, tell me something, DJ, tell me something, Butterfly. Would you rather basically be a really, really rich man in a place like Oakland, Compton, or Inglewood? Would you rather be, like, a really poor person in a place like this? Took a moment to think about it. I don't know. He said, exactly. Now, I didn't know what to do. Until, of course, then I said to him, okay, I know what we should do. What? Well, I picked up some trash lying around there. I especially tried to help out with the garbage that was basically near all the, they got the shanty villages with all the homeless tents and whatever all around. Oaha? Is that how it's pronounced? Oh, no, I don't know myself. Dang. Yeah, me neither. Hawaii was, of course, beautiful, and that's where they can afford to charge through the nose. It's one of the reasons there was a homeless problem, an epidemic. I mean, Hawaii was always kind of sort of expensive since civilization came along, but dang it, it's just like to be broke in paradise. Well, I think maybe in a way, maybe being homeless wouldn't be such a bad thing, you know? No worse thing anymore because there's an abundance of it. Dude, it's like literally it's like for a while, I'm still in with my family, but things are so bad all over that, well, you know what? There are people right now who are basically they're either rich, or they're still living with their parents, or they're on the street. Dang. What's your idea? Well, I'm going to try to get everybody out there to help pick up the... But also, I've got... Look, it's what happened in that other town, remember? There was that filmmaking crew that were trying to make one more documentary on the homeless epidemic and how bad it's gotten. I know it's an easy thing to talk about. I've met a lot of people about the subject, but there's a reason for that.
What is the reason?
because my brother, because my sister, because, don't call me a sister, because it's a really bad problem and it's getting worse. Exactly. You know? I don't know. I don't know. What do you want to do? Well, I want you to do what I brought you here to do. I'm going to try and get everyone to help pick up the gar. Why aren't you doing that now? Well, I did some of that, but I think maybe we should do this on film, you know, to get the sip. You know, look, get a camera crew. Faces. Listen to me, mother. I hope you do that. But I hope you're not just doing this to be a star. I'm doing all this to be a hero. I'm doing it because somebody's got to do it. This thing ain't going to work if everybody's not involved. Everybody? You know, here's the thing. How do you get everybody involved in something, you know? Nothing is for everybody. Not even life. There are some people who would have been better off never being born. We're just too broken. I try to find a way to basically, let me go talk about this with them. I should talk about this with them. I ran to them, and I tried to basically tell them about the everything, about, honestly, how we should basically, our story should be told on film, a film about this, so people can realize, why does anybody care? Because Hawaii is expensive. It's expensive here. It's beautiful. It's paradise. And, well, there are places that are much worse. Look at America. Look how things are. You know, there are worse places to be homeless. Yeah, I know, man. I was there. Where are you from? It doesn't matter where I'm from. Look, I told you, we did this whole expedition. We went all over the country. We haven't quite been everywhere just yet, but we even left the country to go to places where there are vagrancy. There are worse places to be homeless, but it's still bad here. It can be worse in some ways. See, in warmer, hotter, more humid environments, more bacteria and creature and life originates. I knew that. I remember hearing in school how basically Africa was the birthplace of all life. It's not just hot, it's humid. And that's where life grows and develops. I don't know what to do. I said, this movie. Like, what movie? We basically need to find a way to tell our story on film in front of the whole dang world. Let everyone know. We all need to basically tell our story. Tell this story about what was going on. So we went. We went basically as I brought everyone up together in a team. I managed to round everybody up. It wasn't so simple. I mean, it was hard basically having to get everybody behind all this, but I convinced them. Because you know something? Hawaii should be paradise. And it's the same old story. It's like anywhere else. It's paradise for that 1%, for those rich richies, for that capitalist, but not for the decent people who aren't part of that 1%. 15 minutes after the hour, here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. You listen to this program. It's brought to you by the one, the only, Organic OK, who I told you this was his idea. He's been funding all this. He took me every which way. Get involved with the calls. I'm at 515-605-9709. It's 515-605-9709. You got to dial a 1 first. Oh, and check out Maya Harrison. Look her out on the net. She is like all over. I kid you not. Her name is Maya Harrison. She's still out there. Even in an age where there's literally all this free musical downloading. Free downloading. Free. She's still out there trying to create. She's got a little entrepreneur empire and what's going on. Check her out. I had to basically make sure, if it's not a major motion picture, not some kind of important, you know, quality documentary, then maybe, dang, some kind of news report to show how bad the homeless problem is getting. It's not just enough to illustrate the problem with it, to really, truly get people to get involved. Even I was thinking, look, people, I don't understand the whole infrastructure here of Honolulu, of all of Hawaii. Want to tell me a little bit about it? Yeah, you guys should have a place to stay. But we all know to maintain that place, you got to keep spending money. You go to work, I mean, it costs you money to even get to and from work, whatever. You got to spend money to do that. Maintaining a place, you got to spend money to do that. To eat, to enjoy yourself, to go out there in the world and kind of live, to go somewhere, anywhere, that costs money. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Once again, Hawaii was expensive. Expensive, because it's paradise. And even the people who are living here as homeless, vagrants, vagabonds, as I like, I put it to them, vagabonds in paradise, guess what? Even basically, they were doing better than a lot of the places we went to. Seattle, dang, San Diego, places where it was cold in the dead of winter. It was beautiful out here, and those beaches were golden. But surely we had to do something. After basically picking up a bunch of the trash, getting everybody else to help pick up, cleaning up, you know, give a hoot, don't pollute, all that. I sat down and asked everybody's story. They told me. And then I said, we got to go someplace where the world can hear our story. It was 2015, remember, so back then. So there was still such a thing as social media. I didn't go someplace, any place where there's a camera. A camera. I didn't know what to do. I basically tried to lead everybody over to the homeless shelter. I tried to get a few more of them. You know, want to make that point. Try to make a point that these guys were willing to do whatever it took to get them off or whatever. To make a point, these guys will do anything to get out the street. Anything. And they were deserving. They were deserving. I didn't get much of anything. I didn't get much. They agreed to take two more people, try to find them a job. But I pleaded with the problem. The guy there said, look, you think you tell me things I don't already know? You're not a native of Hawaii. You're not really from around here. You don't know how the government works. You don't know how things are here. Who are you? Just to come here and tell us what. I tried to sort of tell my story that I've been around, that basically what I've been through. I told him, basically, if you want to tell him everything I told him? You want to know? Go back to the sound audio files, the saved files of previous episodes of the radio show, everything I've been through. And you know what? He said, it's not like you've been through a lot, but so have these people. There's just so many people that we can't save them all. Natural selection. It shouldn't have to be like this. It shouldn't, but it does. No, it can be better. Stop. It can be better. No, I mean, this is life. I hated this guy's attitude. I hate the way he kept interrupting me. bring a camera crew. Why? You want to be a TV star? I want to tell their stories or whatever. The world knows their story. It's happening everywhere. Everywhere. I don't know what to do. I didn't. This is so... I don't know what. Really, I walked away, and I tried to make it clear that everybody else says, see, it's not so simple. Look, I know you're Mr. Organic Okay, thinks of himself as some kind of angel coming down above, but it's simple. It's like, it's not that we don't know the problem, but we can't necessarily do anything about it. Anything. I said, all right, it's got to be something we can do. How was I going to come along there what to do? We had to do something. What to do? I didn't know. I didn't know. Basically, I went around there basically trying to go to every single person, tell them about the cause, and trying to basically ask. Well, then this one guy, well, let's start from the beginning. Went everywhere, to and fro, trying to tell everybody about, you know, what is. And then finally one person who basically had a camera phone started filming us and upload us instantly to social media. I had everybody tell their story. Some of those were shy. Some people were shy. I was not, because I'd been on internet radio and I had a something. But there are people here who were just scared. And I, at one point, I got angry with them. I said, what are you guys doing? Now is not the time to be scared. Tell the world your story. Tell. One woman was just so terrified to get in front of the camera. She started giggling nervously, looking down at her shoes. I said, oh, it's just pinching my nose. It's like, damn it. Some of them deserve to be on the street. That's been too hard on them. I mean, come on, look, not everybody. You got to kind of get used to being in front of the limelight. Everybody's going to get scared and whatever at first. It's an adjusting process. But guys, come on. This is an opportunity for you to tell the world what is going on with you. We are sowing the seeds of change. I'm reminded of Organic OK's little speech about the fact that some people don't want to get better. Some people were born not in manure, not in fertilizer, but actual feces. They're just basically in crap, and they don't ever want to get out of it because it's all they know. Their whole lives are pain, misery. It's the worst of life, the crap of life. And then one day, it's all over. And then one day they have the opportunity to change it. They don't take it because they're so scared of what might happen, what may be. And these guys, I'm saying, guys, come on, tell your story. Some of them just waved hello. It's like, hi, I've been on the streets for a while now. Now, and they weren't really getting into it. You know, some people think making a documentary is easy. You just gotta, hey, take a subject, take life point, and shoot like home movies. No, man, it's gotta be interesting. It's gotta be hard. It's gotta be interesting. It's gotta be hard hitting. It's gotta be poignant. It's gotta be important. to do. They just didn't know. Then the guy took his phone and said, I have to go now. I want to tell him to stick around some more. Wait. Come on, take a few more stories. Take a few more pictures. He said, no, I'm sorry, I got to go. But I started chastising them, telling them, come on, I'm trying to save you guys. I'm trying to get important, you know, to be professional. You got to do something. You got to make more of an effort. And really, guys, it wasn't an effort. I told a story. No, guys, people, you got all nervous. Vagabonds. Wait, what? Vagabonds. What's that mean? You got all terrified and mousy. You got all camera shy. Look, I know even movie stars have to get used to being in front of the camera. So anywho, I was angry at them. I was like, why am I trying to save these people? Maybe they want to be on the street. Maybe they're better off. Or maybe they're not better off. Maybe the world is better off. You know what? You're right. Victim of circumstance. Can't save them all. I don't know what to do. That night, could have slept with them near their tents, whatever, but I didn't. Screw them. I wanted to go sleep in the Winnebago. But I couldn't sleep at all. I was so angry. Am I trying to help these people again? I asked Organic. I asked myself. Just ask Organic, okay, I try to tell them the story. I said, yeah, that happens. But sometimes some people are just nervous, antsy. They can be good in front of, you got to learn how to be good in front of people. You sit around there and learn how to talk to them. And a camera, you learn how to face a camera. You learn how to face an audience. Do you think you know how to do all that? I think you're too nervous. Yeah, that's true. You know, I was really trying to help and save those dang people. I really was. Look, they're not trying very hard. Not everyone. Haven't you met some people who weren't trying very hard to get off the street? You know, some of them are like myself. They got tired of walking the line. They got tired of, you know, having to basically get up in the morning, rush through everything, punch a clock and fight their way to go to a job they're going to grow to hate. They rush to get to work. They rush to lunch. They rush to get home. 30 minutes after the hour, 10:30 here on the Kakuna from the Microphone program, brought to you by Organic OK. You are listening to DJ Butterfly Feces here, Kakuna from the Microphone. Don't just listen. Talk. Get involved with the cause. We're at 515-605-9709. 515-605-9709. You got to dial a 1 first for some reason now. Like that ain't implied. Anywho, what I found myself doing more than anything else was just being angry. Imagine the boat is sinking. You got to get in the lifeboats. And there are some people who are basically would just run around screaming, panicking, like drowning rats trying to eat each other instead of working together. Maybe people are just like that. No, and I'm getting too cynical. They just didn't come off very well on film at first. We all get nervous. We all get something. I didn't know. I didn't know what. I didn't know. what to do, what to do, what to do, what to do. I didn't know. So, you know what I did? Same old thing. I went all around Honolulu. I told my rep, me the guy from McKinleyville, Organic OK coming to save me, how I was basically, and how he basically dubbed me insect fertilizer. In a way, one of them told me, yeah, I know how fertilizer works, dude, but you know, not all boo-boo is fertilizer, you know. I mean, some is just crap. Well, that's true. I mean, but, you know, even regular crap, like dog crap or even crap, you see flies circling around it and whatever. When I was a kid, I wondered why they did, but then you realize something. Flies are considered the most hated, the most victimized, the whole whatever. I mean, it's like, you know, they either basically crap. I mean, there's always an abundance of it. It's everywhere. All the animals do it. I mean, they eat it. They survive by doing that. I mean, flies and ants, I mean, it's like they all prefer sugar and honey and sweets and things like that. But crap, that's something no one's going to fight them for. No one will fight them. There's an abundance of it. There are eggs in it. They're conditioned to... I was trying to be not just crap, not BS, but a real voice of reason here. But sometimes they don't listen to the voice right away. Sometimes they're afraid to listen to it. Was there a time literally in history when someone was the voice, they were crucified for it, fed to the lions, what have you, burned at the stake? What to do, what to do, what to do. I was picking up trash. I was encouraging some of the others to do the same. One of them said, hey, listen, you were right. Look, I'm sorry we didn't give such a great performance in front of that camera, but I guess it was just kind of shocking and new to us, that camera phone, whatever. But you, I mean, you don't know if that guy was basically just going to take the footage. I mean, you know, they can basically edit and manipulate it later and make us look silly. But we're just taking it back. You know? You don't know what that guy's story was. At first, I thought he had a point, but then I realized he was just making excuses because he blew it. They blew it. I don't know what to do at this point. I was angry. I was exhausted. I was tired. I was fed up. But more than anything else, I was frustrated. I was trying to save all these people, but how do I do it? How do I do it? Once again, I told him about the cause. I sat down and think for a second. What to do? What to do? I basically tried to get I went around there basically to people all over, trying to get them to personally film us, get another, what's the word I'm looking for, another streamlined web movie, more social media on this ongoing problem in Hawaii. I told everyone to make a big deal, to deal about it. It's true, there were people in tents, and that was nice, but sometimes people need something a little bit more reinforced. Let people stay in a Winnebago or something. So anywho, I told people that basically, literally, what they needed was do something for Hawaii, all of Hawaii. I was embarrassed to admit it, but I always thought of this island as paradise. I told you. Up until this recent whatever, I just spent all my time in McKinleyville. I gotta tell you, I spend most of my time, what's the word I'm looking for? For trying to get the message out. What was my contribution to Honolulu? I was going to say, make it legal for basically people to live in their cars, live in their trucks, or maybe even if it's a Winnebago, build an RV park. I don't know what to do. I went around trying to basically push the cause. I even basically came up with a really worthwhile, what do you call it, slogan. Hawaii, Honolulu, make paradise, paradise again. Again. Together we could do it. I went around basically telling everybody the plan. I told everybody to help push it. We can push it together. We can do something. Tell you something. I was getting homesick. Not necessarily. I mean, it's a common illness. Why? It's too hard out here. There were people before me who had tried all this. How much good did they do? Bigger. Homeless shelters slightly bigger. Few more homeless people, few off the street, but in the end, the problem just kept getting worse, growing. One step forward, 20 steps back. I was angry. All right. How much good we're really doing? I thought, okay, you know what? Before I leave, I know I'm going to, I was going to sit back and enjoy Honolulu. So I started just going to the beaches to sun myself, to wave hello to people. Because I was dirty and sort of, let's just say, dirty then, you know. But like I told you before, we were still staying in that hotel. Because as I told you, we couldn't personally sleep in that Winnebago. That was a crime. There. I was enjoying myself. I was enjoying everything. I was enjoying, I don't know. I looked up at the sky. I didn't know. Wish I wasn't so frail. Wish I wasn't so... I sat back and thought. And thought. And thought. As I went personally out on the street, basically, I wanted to do something. I don't know what. Started going around there and still trying to spread awareness, hoping people would do something. And I like to believe that it was working. It was so messed up. I don't know what to do. Anywho, I basically truly found myself at a loss. I felt terrible. Really? I basically went around just picking up trash. Finally, I had enough. I had more than enough. I had too much. When I went back to the hotel, I remember wishing upon a star. I actually wished that maybe something will change, that it will get better. I went to basically DJ Butterfly Feces, and I told him everything. And I said, dude, you keep telling me this. I know it ain't so easy. It ain't going to be so easy. So anywho, I went out. And I basically went around there spreading the message. Really, honestly. The weirdest thing happened. Something very strange happened. Things started to change. There was progress. I know, it sounds so... Are you joking? But it happened. It's like this. I noticed that basically there were less vagrants on the streets, less vagabonds. 45 minutes after the hour here on the DJ Butterfly Feces program, cocooning from the microphone. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. Get involved with the cause. Call in, please. It's like I was trying to tell everybody over there in Honolulu, Hawaii. Get involved. We're at 515-605-9709. That's 515-605-9709. Check out Maya Harrison also online. What's with the rest of the 14 minutes? Normally I'd say a long story short, but I guess there's more time than that, isn't there? All right, it's like this. I noticed that basically the message seemed to be taking off. Someone basically came up to me and said, hey, yo, man, feces is it? Guess what? Sorry about that. What happened was, literally, he ran up to me and said, Mises, your whole thing seemed to be taking off. Yes, it's true. It's true. Get this. There are less vagrants on the street. They're coming with some program to basically crack down on the homeless problem. I think you guys did something. We went around telling everybody what we were doing, the whole story, and it worked. The whole story. Everything. We went around doing that. I want to "Thank you." I said, "You're welcome. Thank you guys for doing it." It was working. It had worked. Now I'm not gonna. Now look at it. I'm not gonna pretend that everything happened basically overnight to come up with a cure. No great religious leader, every world, whatever. No. But I'll tell you what. There was improvement. That moment, finally, something happened, and it was a domino rally to creating more improvement. I don't know. It was something. Something happened. I don't know. Everything was basically going to get... There was a thing. There was something. I don't know. The seeds of change had basically been sown and they were growing into something. Once again, I basically found myself feeling good. It finally had happened. We had made a difference. I went to Organic OK and told him everything. Put his arm around me and said, "See? What'd I tell you?" DJ Butterfly Feces. "You told me what happened. I didn't believe you. And for that, I was sorry. I basically wanted to sit back there and just enjoy the beach. Just me, myself, and I. What to do? What to do? What to do? I'll tell you one thing. Honestly, I just sat back there and enjoyed. This place is paradise. It's beautiful. It's something magical again. The problem is being fixed. What to do next? Well, as I was sitting on the beach just enjoying taking it all in, all the beaches, actually. Well, I went from beach to beach. I was sitting back at the local beach. All of a sudden, I heard a voice from behind me saying, "Thank you." I turned around. Was I hallucinating? There was a beautiful island girl. She asked me, "What's your real name?" I was a little hesitant telling her. And this girl was interested, even though I had a moniker like DJ Butterfly Feces. It's not a lady magnet handle, you know what I mean? No matter what it stood for, whatever, I told her. I honestly told her. I told her basically all about who I was, all about my expedition. She says, "Are you for real?" I said, "Yes. I always had been." Told him everything. What I was all about. I didn't know what I was going to do. I just wanted to stay there. I was too afraid to make too big a move. What if there was too much? What if it was too... I don't know. I took her hand. And we just sat there on the beach. This island girl was cute. She wasn't like a native, you know. Somehow when you think Hawaiian girl, you think must be Asian, dark skin, wearing a grass skirt, coconut bra and all that. Once again, I thought in stereotypes. You got to realize I hadn't seen that much of the world yet. But I've done more living ever since we started this whole thing than more people do in a lifetime. Okay, we got 7 minutes to go. What else to say in the 7 minutes before I sign off? Let me just say that I held her hand and then we talked. We opened up. Bearing of the souls. And then I tightly embraced her. She told me her story. How she was when she came here. Why? She was lost. She was the lost island girl. Something about her was just so perfect. I told her how much she meant to me. And that I was happy. I've been happy. I was happy that I had been in a long time. Because it worked. I almost said, I think of you as my prize for all this. But I was careful not to say that because when I thought about it, it didn't sound right. And we started to kiss. And make out. We did. We were intimate on that beach. And it was so dang perfect. All I wanted to do was just hold her forever. And you know what? At that moment, the girl from Antigua came back to mind. The girl from the West Indies, the lady love that didn't work out. Here was another girl from this warm climate where I was feeling something for. And I thought, another opportunity. This is going to sound weird, but I was always one of those guys who was basically looking. I expected that one woman that was going to come along. You guys were going to fall in love, and then you were going to be, I don't know, cured or something. I don't know. I thought she was going to do that for me. Wanted to hold her. I mean, I held her. I kissed her. Was she the one? All these thoughts are going through my mind. You know, it's funny. When a guy is about to, you know, make it, all he can think about is, yes, I'm here. I made it. I can't believe it. Now I'm going to do it. You know, what goes through a woman's mind, all this self-doubt and insecure, all this worrying stuff and whatever. And that's what was going through my head. I wasn't thinking, yes, I'm about to hit that. I was thinking, is this one going to work out? Like the other one should have, would have, could have, but didn't. No, I'm sorry. In a way, it never was. Let's think about those island romances, when you meet somebody on there. It never lasts. The kind of passion, it's like just a flash in the pan. She ain't meant to last. But I still wanted to take this island girl aboard on our trip to wherever our next destination may be. What was I going to do? I almost wanted to propose. I wanted to do something. I was at a loss. I was thinking. And I basically just started, oh, just throw yourself in, let go. I thought, I'm there. Moment I just started kissing, actually making love to her all over. It was sort of perfect. I don't know what. Everything was perfect. You were perfect, I thought to myself. How far do we go? What happened next? Well, you got to check out our next episode to know that one. You've been listening to Cocoon in the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces here. It's 58 minutes after the hour, 10:58. Please call in at one point, at some point. We're at 1-515-605-9709. 1-515-605-9709. And this thing is brought to you by Organic OK. Check out Maya Harrison online. Thank you. Tune in next time, and good night.